1950, just 5 years after the official end of World War II, there was no threat to America other than America herself. Spies in the American government, lack of political consciousness, personal attacks, lies, and congressional immunity. All of these talked about by Margaret Chase Smith in her speech, Declaration of Conscience. Margaret Chase Smith was born in Skowhegan, Maine on December 14, 1897. After graduating from high school in 1916, she worked as a teacher in Skowhegan until transferring to be a telephone operator for the local newspaper, The Independent Reporter. While working for the newspaper, she did many things for the women in the community, such as forming a chapter in the newspaper titled Business and Professional Women's Club in 1922. She went on to meet her husband, Clyde Smith, who was the owner of the Independent Reporter in 1930. After her marriage, her husband, Clyde, went on to serve for the U.S. House of Representatives. She became his secretary until Clyde died of a heart attack in 1940. This made her interested in becoming a part of the House of Representatives herself. Shortly after his passing, she won the special election that June as a Republican. She made it clear that she acted with her conscience instead of following the party line. Then she went on to serve as a senator and became the first woman to serve in both chambers of Congress. In the 1950s, the Republican Party was associated with supporting the civil rights movement, and the beliefs of the candidates were founded on more of a liberal agenda. Margaret wrote this speech in opposition of Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy's political campaign. McCarthy's campaign was founded on creating accusations to make the American people fear communism was leaking into the American government. He had claimed to have proof of over 250 active communists in the American government. It was found that his claims were just accusations founded on no evidence. Even after people realized that he had been lying, some Americans still supported him in his vicious reign to find every communist in America. Margaret also wrote the speech to be the first person to stand up against Joseph McCarthy in his reign of accusations. But there is also an essence of her being frustrated about the lack of leadership in the U.S. Senate between both Republican and Democrat parties. Margaret delivered the speech June 1, 1950, and addressed it to Mr. President, also known as Harry Truman, along with the United States Senate. During the speech, she was accompanied by six other Republican senators who also voiced their concern over the lack of national leadership. On page 3 of her speech, Margaret perfectly encapsulates the message she is trying to send. Today, our country is being psychologically divided by the confusion and suspicions that are bred in the United States Senate to spread like cancerous tentacles of know-nothing, suspect-everything attitudes. I feel that she was trying to make her colleagues realize that there is a way for people to stand up for what they believe in without purposely slandering another person. Now that we've heard my opinion on this quote, we can listen to what my sister has to say.
So my opinion on this quote is that people today are so concerned with being part of a political party or labeling themselves as a Republican or Democrat that they fail to stop and pay attention to truly understand what their parties are representing. They're not concerned with challenging their party, but concerned about going with the herd. They are consumed by the fear of having their own opinions. They refuse to acknowledge whether their parties are right or wrong. Today, people are brainwashed to blindly follow those party lines without ever questioning their correctness.
Margaret also repeats such words as briefly and simply to, as I quote, "Too much harm has already been done with irresponsible words of bitterness and selfish political opportunism. I speak as briefly as possible because issues too great to be obscured by eloquence. I speak simply and briefly in the hope that my words will be taken to heart."
In this quote, I feel that it represents our politics exactly today. The internet is such a huge influence on what people choose to say, whether that may be negative or positive. The news is solely internet-based, which leads to some being biased and not credible. Many people stick to these types of news outlets to form a basis or a fact to their bigoted insults. The screen that they can display their opinion through can act as a shield for them to exaggerate and often intentionally lie to hurt a group or a sole person.
In this speech, Margaret uses words such as selfish political opportunism, critically needed leadership, it would be suicide, sick and tired, cancerous tentacles, innocent people smeared, and guilty people whitewashed, all to express her dissatisfaction, anger, disgust, and disappointment for the things that were going on in the U.S. Senate at the time. She uses words such as calling herself a woman, Republican, U.S. Senate member, and an American to get people to relate to her frustration and apply herself to these groups that every person she's talking to can put themselves in. I quote, "As a woman, I wonder how the mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters feel." This is because she was one of the only women in the U.S. Senate at the time, and to get the majority of the men to understand how she feels as a woman and how their actions directly affect their personal lives and her personal life. In this time, the political slurs and the accusations that the McCarthyists were throwing out were truly ruining people's lives, causing them to lose their jobs, causing them to lose the respect of people they know and love. She was trying to get them to understand that running around throwing unfounded accusations was not just a game. On page 3, Margaret also brings up the spy cases of the Amerasia Affair and Judith Copeland. The Amerasia Affair was the first of the great spy cases after World War II. 6 people associated themselves with the case, and the FBI charged them all with espionage on behalf of the Chinese communists. Judith Copeland was a political analyst for the Justice Department and was convicted for espionage after spying for the Soviet man she fell in love with. It is those same cases that started distrust and suspicion between the American government and itself. People only believed these accusations in fear that they're true. They weren't finding any proof that they're true. They're just believing what any McCarthyist had said. On page 4, Margaret says, "The Democratic administration has greatly lost the confidence of the American people by its complacency to the threat of communism here at home and the leak of vital secrets to Russia through key officials. There are enough proved cases to make this point without diluting our criticism with unproved charges." She's telling us that the Democratic administration doesn't need any more accusations to become untrusted by the American people. They've already done enough damage to themselves with being okay with all of the espionage that has already gone on within the Senate. She's frustrated that they haven't taken any step to abolish these happenings. She continues with, "Yet to displace it with a Republican regime embracing philosophy that lacks political integrity or intellectual honesty would prove equally disastrous to this nation. This nation sorely needs a Republican victory, but I don't want to see the Republican Party ride to political victory on the four horsemen of calumny. Fear, ignorance, bigotry, and smear. This shows her true want for a better Senate and not just for a Republican Senate, as we may see today in 2019. She wants a Senate where the members' campaigns are based on positive influence and not ignorance. She wants a Senate in which people are compassionate and still up for giving criticism. She wants a Senate in which people can take criticism themselves without lashing back with a hateful insult." I will now leave you with my favorite quote from this speech so you can interpret it how you would like. "Those of us who shout the loudest about Americanism and making character assassinations are all too frequently those who, by our own words and acts, ignore some of the most basic principles of Americanism. The right to criticize, the right to uphold popular beliefs, the right to protest, and the right to independent thought." Thank you for listening to my podcast.